welcome to my series of podcasts, which explore the different aspects of my model of expertise of teaching in higher education. This model has three interacting dimensions: pedagogical content knowledge, the artistry of teaching, and intentional learning and development. So today we're going to have a look at intentional learning and development, and in particular making time for this within our teaching practice. Now, learning and development, or continuing professional development, is critical for the acquisition and maintenance of expertise in any field or profession. But in higher education, often there are a number of barriers to engaging in CPD. Not least, time. Many people often express to me that they're far too busy to be doing any CPD. Now, I think this is an interesting reflection of the expectations of CPD within higher education. In many other professions, healthcare for example, we very much expect our doctors or healthcare workers to regularly be engaging with CPD so that they're up to date with all the latest approaches. And yet we don't seem to have this same expectation for teaching in higher education. When I've read applications for fellowships, the Higher Education Academy or National Teaching Fellowships or any other sort of awards and recognitions where people need to explain and outline their continuing professional development, often they can, certainly first drafts of them, often read as lists of activities. I went on a training workshop, I did a PG cert, I read some literature, I perhaps did some research. And when I'm supporting people in writing these sorts of applications and they ask them about their development for their teaching, that's often the first thing they'll start with. They'll say, oh, let me check my diary, see what events I've been on. And that can be a really difficult way round of thinking about it, because particularly if you're reflecting back on your professional development, trying to remember what you've done is not that easy. And also, having CPD as a list of activities like that externalises it from your everyday practice, your everyday experience of developing your teaching. Now, interestingly, when I interviewed 9 National Teaching Fellows as part of my research, I asked them about how they developed their teaching. And every single one of them started from the point of their teaching, from the point of view of their students' learning. And they told me about how their teaching had evolved and changed over time. And then they started telling me about what had informed that evolution of their teaching. And what had informed their teaching was going on training events, going to a workshop, having a conversation with colleagues, reading some interesting literature, sharing good practice. So they were engaging in what we think of as CPD, but they conceptualised it as the evidence that informed the evolution of their practice. And so what I started hearing was a narrative about their teaching development, rather than a list of CPD activities. And if you're interested in hearing, or reading rather, any of those narratives, I've got summaries of them on my website, on the resource section, drhelenking.com. So I would suggest that a first step for trying to make time for continuing professional development is to try to change how you conceptualise it. So think about, how am I going to make time to change this particular module, or change this session, or improve this particular resource that I'm developing? And then think about what information and evidence would help you improve those things. And those are part, and all of those things are part of your everyday practice. There are things that you should be doing anyway throughout the year, and particularly sort of at the beginning of a new academic year when you're preparing for your next cohort of students. So conceptualising CPD as a story rather than a list of activities, and as something that's embedded within your everyday practice, will then help it to become part of the everyday rather than a separate add-on for which you have to find time. Thanks very much for listening. I hope this was helpful. Next time I'll be exploring another dimension of my expertise model, and we'll be looking at pedagogical content knowledge and professional identity.